think we went back Cindy. Aber Chalke Tshuvahim Shlosh, again, Chalke translates as types here. Echen mehem hashav v'achva shalom motza v'achva avera. At the moment, he has yet to repeat the chay, but that's only because he hasn't really had opportunity. Kshehu motzei, gover yitzro al sechlo, v'lo yimana mimena, v'kashe yishlam asosa yirig nos maseyu v'yischarid al masha avabar. Zeshav b'fihu lo v'libo, v'lshana lo v'maseyu. So Chavos HaLevavos insists that it's not only that this isn't a tshuva that will yield anything because it's not b'maisa, but he insists that it's not even b'lev. Even though he does describe the person as having charata, right? As being mischaret al masha araba. And charata the pshat is that the Chavos HaLevavos is telling us is, of course, tshuva is b'lev u'b'maisa, but the essence of tshuva is not to repeat the chayv. So the kiyum shebalev shebo is that resolve not to repeat the chayv. And if the only thing that's b'libo is charata, so then That's not even shav b'libo. That's the how to read this line. V'zeh shav b'fi ulo b'libo, u'v'lshon ulo b'masehu. V'hu chai v'on ha-shabo yizvach, u'bo ne'amar ha-gonov v'atzoch v'nov yishav v'l'shekev v'kata l'abo v'holach ha-chorei l'hum ha-chorei m'shal yidatem ha-ma'oros paritzim hoya ha-bayis ha-zeh. והחלק השני השוב בליבו ובאיבריו ועומד בשכלו כנגד יצרו ומסנהג להכריח נפשו ולהילחם עם תאווסיה עד שינצחנו וימנענו ממה שישנאהו הבא יזרח אלא שנפשו רוצה להטוס אותו תמיד על היפך עבודת הברי ושואפס על עבירו והוא משתד הלחום עושו פעם תנצחהו ופעם ינצחנו וזה אינו שולם בדרך התשובה שמחייב אסלו הכפורו. So he certainly, there is a mixas tshuva here. There is a mixas tshuva. However, since he has yet to achieve consistency, it's not a tshuva which yields kapora. וזה אינו שולם בדרך התשובה שמחייב אסלו הכפורו that warrants Kapara at she yosu men averes legamrei. Kamo she kosu v'chein. V'zos yichu ba'avon Yaakov. V'zeh kol pri hosel chatoso v'sumo kol avnei mizbeach ka avnei gir minu potzos. V'achelik ha-shlishi. Odem she'nisnag b'chol tanai ha-tshuva. Which the Chavos HaLevavos is going to discuss subsequently. V'higbir sichlo al ta'avoso. V'hismid l'chashev im nafsho. V'yore yizboro. V'bosh mimenu. V'heshev al libo godol cheto v'avono. V'hikir gdulas mishahimra oso v'ova al dvaro. V'hitziv avonosa l'neged einav u'l'nechecho samid, mischart aleim uvakish ha-machilu b'hem kol yimei chayav ad bo kitzo. V'zer roi etzel habori l'hinatzo. So, the firm Riata, the Chavos HaLevavos says something which is impossible. That tshuva for everything has to last the rest of a person's lifetime, right? That hitziv avonosa l'neged einav l'nichecho samid, mischarid aleim mevakish ha-mechil v'hem kol yimei chayav ad bo kitzo, v'zeh roi etzal habori l'inotzo. I mean, it's impossible to imagine that the bar would be set so high. It's also against Chazal, right? The Gemara in Yuma. Shavad Masyum Lachorish Esra Balaz Ben Azaria, Beromi. Shamata Abo Chiluke Kapora Yuma Pevav. Shamata Abo Chiluke Kapora Shayo Vishmal Doresh Oma Shloshahin. Uchuvam Kolachad Ve'achad. Abel Esse Vishav Eno Zaz Misham Achimochoma. Doesn't even need Yom Kippur. Meaning that it can happen, a person was over on Anasei sometime during the course of the year, so he can have a full kapara even before Yom Kippur comes. Aval Asei v'shav, Eino zoz misham at shemokul mo. Shanama shuvu shovim, shuvu vanim shavavim, what's in the pasuk? Erpa mishuvo sechem, meaning immediately erpa mishuvo sechem. I'll heal you immediately. Avel lo sase v'osa tshuva, tshuva t'olo v'yom ha-kippur m'chafer, sh'nama ki v'yom hazeh yechaf alechem mikol chatosechem. So here, okay, so lo sase needs tshuva and Yom Kippur, but neither of them need a person's entire lifetime. Even krisos and mrs. Bezden, avel krisos and mrs. Bezden v'osa tshuva, tshuva yom ha-kippur m'tolo v'yisur n'markin. It doesn't take a person's whole lifetime. So if you just sort of take this, I don't know, too quickly, if you read this too quickly, so it is just, it's contradicted by Chazal. But the emphasis is, it's clear here even Mineu Vei, within the Chovos HaLevavos, that's not how it's supposed to be understood. Because go back to the Chelek HaSheni, the second type of tshuva, when the Chovos HaLevavos says that it's not a complete tshuva yet, and therefore he doesn't have kapara, that's only because sometimes he continues to sin, right? Pa'am t'natzchehu, sometimes the Yetzer Hara prevails over him, u'pam yenatzchena, and sometimes he prevails over it. And that's why... That's why he's Eino Shalom Midarach HaTshuva. Why? Because Atchi Yosem and Averis Legamre. Atchi Yosem and Averis Legamre doesn't imply that you have to reserve judgment for the rest of his life. If he's 13 years old and the actuaries say he's going to live to be 95, so the jury's out for 82 years. That's not what Atchi Yosem and Averis Legamre means. So Al Kolchach, what the Chelek HaShlishi means here is that, again, the Chovos HaLevavos here is describing very broadly different types of tshuva. Again, there's one tshuva where a person, he feels charata, but he's not really implementing it. There's another type where a person is implementing, but he's inconsistent. And then the third type is there's complete consistency. The sort of the mitzvah min hamufcha form of that is that he is what the Chovos HaLevavos describes, but he's certainly not describing where the bar is set for kapara. A, again, it's clear in Svarah, otherwise against Chazal, otherwise the Chelek HaSheni and Chelek HaShlishi presentations don't shtim, and additionally, if you take a look, I think it's in Perek Chamishi. One second. Yeah. Yes, take a look in Perek Chamishi. So Perek Chamishi, the Chovos HaLevavos introduces Avot Tznoei Gidorei or Gidrei HaTshuva Rabim Hem. So the Gidrei HaTshuva, the four essential elements of Tshuva, so he listed in Perek Daled. Charata Aziva Bakashas Mechila and Kabbalah Lahaba. Chayrota Aziva, Bakashas Mechila, Kabbalah Lahaba. Those are the four, again, what he refers to as Gidrei HaTshuva, the four essential elements of Tshuva. Then he says, of each of those four, there are sort of five sub-elements. Okay, so in that paragraph, take a look. Aval Tanai Bakashas HaMechila. You see that in reverse? I said, we're in Shar HaTshuva Parakei. In this edition, it's a new paragraph. Aval Tanai Bakashas HaMechila. Kamochen Chamisha. Echon Mehem Hisvadoso Ba'avonosov. V'sheyirbu Ve'ena V'belibo Kamosha Ne'amar. Ki Rabu Fsha'echa Negdecha. Excuse me. V'hasheni, this is the line we want to focus on. Sheyiskor osam tamid, v'yisimem l'negdo v'nochach panov, k'mo sh'nema kifsha'ay ani eda v'chatosi negdi samid. So on the one hand, the yisimim, the negdo of enochach panav, is the same as we have here in Perek Sheni, right? Hitziv avonosav leneged einav lenechachos samid, right? But what's l'chora crucial is that he doesn't repeat here the kol yimei chayav. Doesn't repeat the kol yimei chayav in Perek Chamishi. So heim heim advar. And Parak Hamishi is telling us what tshuva is, sort of what tshuva is. In Parak Beis, he's describing the mitzvah min amufcha on the highest level of tshuva. And the Chovas Havavos is telling us that tshuva is something. Again, a person has to make sure that, you know, that it's religiously and emotionally healthy for him, given his temperament. But if that's the case, that tshuva is a mitzvah, that a person is a mitzvah nimshachas. It doesn't mean that the kapara is not attained kol zman that the mitzvah is nimshachas. But the tshuva, it is a mitzvah nimshachas. And that's what he's describing in Parak Sheni. In Parak Chamishi, I think he doesn't repeat the Kol Yimei Chayav in Parak Chamishi, because there he's following up on Parak Revi of just defining tshuva, not defining the mitzvah nimshachas of tshuva, but the tshuva itself. From the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, Balei Tshuva darken liyoshvelim va'anovim biyoseh. Im cherfu osan haksilim b'ma'aseihem harishonim va'omu lahen emer shayisa osa kach v'kach ve'emer shayisa omer kach v'kach. Al yargishu lahen. Again, here too, I think it means not to respond, right? Just like what we commented the other day in Hilchos Deos, that the lahargish means to respond. Al yargishu lahen. El ashomin usmeichen. V'yodin shezo zchus lahen. ושכל זמן שהן בושן ממעשיהם שעובר ונחלמן מהן, זכוסן מרובה ומעלוסן מסגדלס. So here the Emes says that in this halacha you have this idea in the Rambam as well, that there is an open-ended kiyum of tshuva. The tshuva again, there's a bar of tshuva where kapara is attained, but beyond that, there is a tshuva which is nimshachas. The fact that the Balei Tshuva are Shvelim v'anovim b'yoser, Rambam doesn't give us any excuse me, he doesn't give us any statute of limitations on that. And then it's true that the Emesh, that mistama is when it's most likely and most painful for the challenge to be made, and even then the Rambam is saying al yagishu lahen. V'shekol zman open ended shehin boshin mimaseihem sheovu v'nachlamim mehen skusa muva ma'alasa mezgadalas. And that's what the Chovas Halvavos is talking about here in Shaar Hasheni. Again, it's true that the last line in Shaar Tshuva Perek Sheni. It's true that the last line is v'zeh ro'ui Eitzel Habori Hinotzel, which means kapara. Okay, because within the Chelek Hashlishi, within this third category of tshuva, so you also have what's needed for kapara, unlike the Chelek Hasheni, but you have that and more. Well, that's the pshat here. Okay, we'll begin with the Chelek Hashlishi.